It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senate Democrats vowed Monday to use every tool available to slow work in the Senate to protest the secrecy surrounding the Republican effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act as the Republicans try to get to a vote before their July 4th recess. Monday night, Democratic senators offered multiple unanimous consent requests aimed at forcing the Obamacare repeal bill through the regular committee process that Republicans have sidestepped this year, though all were blocked by the GOP.
So I'm going to ask that we agree today that the bill won't come to the floor until the Health Committee has had an open meeting and considered amendments from both parties.
Is there objection?
Objection.
Objections heard.
I ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection?
Objection.
Objections heard.
I'd like to ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objection?
Objection.
Objection is heard.
I ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objection?
Objection.
Objection is heard.
Historian emeritus of the Senate, Don Ritchie, said the Senate has not taken such a partisan closed-door approach to major legislation since before World War I. Bernie Sanders said he'd do everything in his power to stop this legislation from going through.
We're talking about one-sixth of the American economy, trillions of dollars. You're talking about an issue that impacts virtually every single American. And in the midst of all of this, you have a process by which right now perhaps a dozen Republicans are the only people in America who know what is being talked about, what the new bill might look like. Most Republicans don't even know it, let alone anybody in the Democratic caucus. This is outrageous beyond outrageous. This is unprecedented, I think, in the history of modern America, that you have a bill of such consequence where there is not one hearing, no public debate. What will likely happen is that at the very last moment, on the day of the vote, Mitch McConnell will present a bill. The Republicans will, like sheep, vote for this legislation. And that's what the debate on one of the most important issues facing America will be like. It is incomprehensible.
Senator Tammy Baldwin urged everyone to call their senators.
This evening, in terms of holding the floor, bringing the stories of our constituents to the Senate floor, demanding that those stories be heard, hopefully inspiring people to act, to call, to write, to be involved in this democracy, because the last thing we can afford to do right now is to say this is an uphill battle and the odds are long. We've got to engage in this fight. It's one-sixth of our nation's economy. It impacts everyone on a very personal basis. And my call to action, my colleagues' call to action, is that let's make our democracy work in this particular debate. People need to speak out.
The phone number for the Senate switchboard is 202-224-3121. Call your senators now. Otto Warmbier, the American student held in North Korea for 17 months before being returned home last week in a coma, has died, prompting senators from both sides of the aisle to call it murder by the regime. Warmbier's death could push Congress or the Trump administration to restrict or ban Americans from traveling to North Korea. The Supreme Court will take on partisan gerrymandering, announcing on Monday that they'll decide whether Republican lawmakers drew electoral districts in Wisconsin so out of whack with the state's political breakdown that they violated the constitutional rights of Democratic voters. The case will be the first on partisan gerrymandering the court has taken on, and the outcome could affect elections across the country. The case will be argued in the fall. The Supreme Court on Monday also ruled unanimously that the federal government's practice of refusing to register trademarks that officials deem offensive is unconstitutional. At issue was an all-Asian American rock band known as The Slants, who were denied a trademark for the name, citing a law denying trademarks that disparage individuals, beliefs, institutions, or national symbols. One day after an American jet shot down a Syrian warplane on Sunday, Russia warned that it would treat U.S. jets in Syrian airspace as, quote, targets. On Twitter, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut pointed out that it was the fourth direct engagement Donald Trump has taken in Syria in less than 2 months, and he accused the president of, quote, starting a new war that Congress has not declared. Georgia's 6th congressional district heads to the polls on Tuesday in the most expensive congressional race in American history, as Democrat John Ossoff heads off against Republican Karen Handel to fill the seat vacated by Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price. The White House press briefing on Monday was again held off camera, and this time reporters were also told that no audio of the briefing could be broadcast. CNN's Jim Acosta showed his frustration on air.
When Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, comes in and just says you can't record the video or audio from these briefings, that wouldn't be tolerated at city council meetings or at a governor's press conference. And here we have the representative of the president of the United States saying, no, you can't cover it that way. I just don't know what we're doing. It's not even like we're covering a White House anymore with Kellyanne Conway and Omarosa in the briefing room off to the side of Sean refusing to be on camera. It's like we're just covering bad reality television is what it feels like now. I got
good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.